A judge has rejected a $6.7 million bankruptcy plan by the company behind a January 2014 chemical spill. In a Charleston federal bankruptcy court filing Wednesday, Judge Ronald Pearson said Freedom Industries and state environmental regulators haven't agreed on cleanup terms at the Charleston spill site. Pearson ordered Freedom to comply with state cleanup orders. Freedom's plan would have offered spill victims $2.7 million. The spill contaminated 300,000 residents' tap water for days. Businesses that couldn't operate without water, including restaurants and individuals, are seeking compensation. Professionals hired for the bankruptcy case would have received $2.2 million. Among other distributions, $150,000 would go towards spill site cleanup. Regulators want $1 million. An insurance settlement would provide $3.2 million. Ex-Freedom officials would contribute $3.1 million, which Pearson said initially seems inadequate. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis.